This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here he is. He's ready for you. Mr. Adam Robert Carter, how are you today?
Good, man. How you doing there, bud?
Buddy boy. I am doing very, very well. Looking forward to seeing you in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Excited
you're
about
world,
it.
Yeah, you're a world traveler. The Twins trip is coming up. Is it Thursday? Is that when you leave?
Leave Thursday morning. Yes, sir.
You're going to have a phenomenal time.
I hope so.
People are great. They'll love it. Working some WCCO radio stories. You'll have them in the palm of your hands. Ooh. And it's going to be a great, great time. So I'm out here in California, finishing up this adventure with Kathleen and Q. And Kathleen's birthday yesterday. She turned 60, so I was picking up a cake.
Happy birthday.
Yes, we just had a wonderful day. Wonderful day. And as I mentioned yesterday, Kathleen was my underrated yesterday. Just, you know, we divorced for multiple reasons. We now have just such a great friendship, and I never, ever, for one second, take that for granted. So as I'm turning to pick up the birthday cake, first of this birthday cake, I wanted to say, here's a shock, really edgy, happy birthday, Kathleen. Mm-hmm. Adam, it came in like this plastic. And then on the plastic, it said, happy birthday, Kathleen. The frosting itself was not on the cake.
Oh, no. What's that California style? What's up with that?
I don't know, but California, you're dead to me. I've never heard of this before.
I haven't either. That seems silly. What, are you going to save the plastic? No.
Yes. Yes. Have I missed something? Is it edible plastic?
I hope not. No.
Yeah. And then I thought of you because at one point I was at the cross streets of Frank Sinatra and Bob Hope.
Oh, I mean, there's
Frank Sinatra and Bob Hope, and I'm thinking, that's pretty good. And I thought, you know what? In the state of Minnesota, not greater Minnesota, Twin Cities, you name it, I don't think we name enough roads after people.
Well, we got Prince, that purple signage. We've got Harmon Killebrew. We've got Kirby Puckett.
Rodney Carew.
Any other? John Ireland Boulevard in St. Paul.
Yep. Yeah.
But no, you're right.
I think we should have more.
We should have more. We should honor our peeps a little more.
Yeah.
Bob Hope, by the way. Have you ever heard like stories about like Johnny Carson and Bob Hope? Johnny, not a fan of Bob's.
Yeah, I was just going to say that the stories I've read, you know, like Bob Hope came off as Mr. Friendly, likable. But the stories about him, he's kind of a lout, right?
Correct, yes. Thanks for the memories.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, freshen up the act.
Freshen up.
I mean, who is more tired of Thanks for the Memories? Okay. Bob or the people who traveled with him and worked with him? And we're just saying, oh, my God, does he have to play that song every single day? Famous people who come off as nice but are really jerks behind the scenes. That could be an interesting topic.
Yes.
All right. Let's get to some of the texts. Adam. Okay. Let's be direct here. One Night with Halle Berry or Jennifer Aniston. Also, Sam Darnold or Johnny Unitas? I mean, are these the four you could sleep with, or are these separate questions? Yeah.
Well, let me take Sam and Johnny out of the equation right away. No offense,
well,
guys.
I hope you really are taking Johnny out of the equation.
Especially now. Boy, that's a coin flip.
No, get out.
I'm going Halle Berry, though.
Yes, Halle Berry might be the most beautiful woman ever to walk the planet. Do you think Sam Darnold with the Vikings will approach Johnny U's career?
Yes. I'm still crunching numbers. You know, I might start the old the newsletter. Back
newsletter?
Then. Yeah.
Get the newsletter going. $10 million for Sam Darnold to me means one thing. Get in the backyard and start throwing that football.
Right.
Sam Darnold, who's done nothing as a I'm just so sick of this now. The bridge quarterback.
The bridge
quarterback. The bridge. Okay, enough. We need kind of like an
interim. Why don't they just call him interim quarterback? Here's our interim quarterback.
Interim.
Sam Darnold.
Temporary. Adam, best place. Excellent text coming in. 651-461-9226. We'd love a call or two. 651-461-9226. Best place you vacation with Jen?
I think our trip to Ireland was the tops, but St. Martin was right up there.
Plus, you got Iceland coming up.
Iceland
coming
up.
You got Fort Myers coming up.
Tonight, by the way, Park Tavern, 5:30. Come on out and see me at Park Tavern tonight, 5:30.
Go there.
I'll be singing.
Park Tavern's a fun place.
I'll be doing I've been doing some crooning while I'm there. Thanks for the memories.
Just rip Bob Hope the entire time.
Do a Bob Hope bit, like get the big cue cards up. Hey, I'll tell you what. hands in your pockets, you know, Bob.
Don't mention the trip the entire time. Just savage Bob Hope and walk off the stage.
All right, I got to go, folks. See ya.
Exactly. Adam, more text here. My wife and I are sad the Kowalskis and Egan close. They even catered my wife's bridal shower back in, well, it can't be 2026 or else this is a very interesting text. I think probably meant 2016. We'll now go to Woodbury. By the way, the Kowalskis in Woodbury is fantastic. That is a very, very nice grocery store. What is the most sad store or restaurant closing, and what store has gone to fill the void? Okay, for you, it's still Chi-Chi's. I know you haven't recovered from Chi-Chi's.
Chi-Chi's, I'm devastated.
Yes.
I saw that text, and I was trying to think of I can't. You know what I really miss? St. Paul Book and Stationery.
Really?
I used to love as a kid going to St. Paul Book and Stationery. I don't know, something about it, like just seeing pens and paper and thinking what the options available to me. I didn't have any talent to
Dave,
actually do.
He's missing the fact that pens and papers were once available to him.
I'm going to walk him up to the reception area near the office where we have that little cabinet with pens. You got Sharpies, you got your regular ballpoints, you got some highlighters, we got notepads over here, we got just the standard copy paper, a lot of options.
Remember the markers that smell like the markers, like a red marker, it smells like cherry, like, oh, yeah.
What else have you been high on?
Is this the end of Ask Adam Anything, Dave? I mean, is he medicated?
What has he been sniffing today?
He's sniffing markers at a public store.
Cherry.
I knew I had a problem when I come home and my nose was multicolored and my parents would say, it's time for an intervention, Adam.
I can just see
put the markers down.
Hey, what's your name? Do you want to smell my marker?
You holding?
I mean,
what are you holding?
Oh, my God. All right, let's pause on that note and just think about those comments while you're listening to CCO. What else do you have for the market marker smeller, Adam Robert Carter. 651 461 9226.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
People love to chime in, Adam, on stores and restaurants which have closed and they've missed. We've asked people before together. You and Jordan have done it. I have done it. A lot of... plenty of responses on stores they miss. By the way, I kind of thought it also. So did Dave. So did the texter. Bob Hope did some a fair amount.
Now I got to
like
tell
Jack
you,
Nicholas.
Folks, a little bit. I just was now, watching clips.
I got to tell you, folks. Was that Jack or was that Bob?
It's kind of halfway between. I try not to get a little lower than Jack. Yes. Jack's up here. Bob's a little lower. I got to tell you, what was that? What are you like? I don't know. A little before my time.
I think
it
is.
Sorry.
Yeah. Here's your radio nerd chiming in. Nothing better than hearing two separate people on the Comrex. OCCO. Lighten up, Francis.
No kidding.
The world has changed. And the idea that people are broadcasting and they're not in studio, you know when that started happening? Oh, I don't know, 20, 30 years ago, you know, so if this is one of your issues, life's pretty good. Life is pretty good. By the way, it happens everywhere. Adam, are you happy about moving out of the newsroom and moving over to a radio personality? It's a good question. We haven't talked about that in a long time. Tell me the part that you miss about the newsroom, and then just the maybe the best part about having a show with you and Jordana.
I kind of, you know, what I miss about the newsroom is just kind of the day-to-day function of just doing news and, like, being on top of everything. It's so strange that doing the show, you know, obviously you hear the news when it's on at 3 o'clock or when it's on at the top of the hour, but just that kind of the daily grind of doing news, you know, I do miss that. And my colleagues is number one. It's those people in the newsroom and the laughs we shared. Not like I'm totally gone, but.
Now they're not allowed to talk to you. I host a show.
I think one of them was Pete, I think his name was. Who's the gal in the afternoon? What's her name? Diane? No, I miss that tremendously. And honestly, and nobody's playing any sad violins for me, but just the grind of, you know this for many years as you've done this, the grind of hosting a show every day. It's like,
yeah,
okay, just did a 3-hour show. What are we going to talk about tomorrow? And whereas news, you just come in and the news comes to you. You know, it's like you just kind of react to what's happening there. But I enjoy the freedom, obviously, experimenting and getting to do some goofier stuff on the air is a lot of fun.
Mike has called in. Mike, always a pleasure. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, the pleasure's all mine, Mr. Hartman. Say, Adam, I was watching the game on Sunday, and, you know, it was kind of a big deal. Iowa getting the three-peat.
Yeah.
Caitlin's last game, And then at the end, when the commissioner just handed the trophy to the coach and kind of walked away, and then they cut to the men's game, do you think the network nitwits will ever give women's sports any respect or take them seriously? I mean, that just really kind of stuck in my craw.
Yeah, ground your gears up. And plus, I mean, college, to me right now, women's college basketball is far more entertaining than men's college basketball. So I agree with you 100%. Yeah. I think we're getting there. I think, but, you know, it's still money that drives it. And, it's, you know.
Here's the only thing I'd say about that, Mike. And the numbers, by the way, for Caitlin have been enormous. What Juju Watkins is doing at SC is fantastic. There is, you know, rightfully so, we talked about the fight part of the LSU-South Carolina game, and the brilliance of that game was lost. That was not an NCAA tournament. It was a, you know, post-regulation tournament when it was overtime and the game had run very late. So I've seen that happen for the men, whether it's the Big Ten, ACC, when a game runs that late and it's not, let's say, like you've won the national title, they jump away. I think the respect for women's college basketball, and let's just be honest, seeing the numbers and profiling it, I think it's jumped up dramatically myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, good point.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Dave, at one point today when we were chatting off air, mentioned he's as fit as a fiddle. Why are fiddles fit?
I don't know. That's also that's pretty ancient reference there, Dave.
Got a problem with that, old man?
Put up your dukes.
You also just in your last answer, speaking of old phrases, what was grind your gear? So I don't think you could be the lecturer here. Last thing, Dave, how many mistakes did they have on the Kobe statue? Right?
Like, multiple, three or
did
four
they really?
At least.
Is it bad?
Yes. Yes. Did anybody proof the statue? I mean, is this tough?
Honestly,
I mean,
those statues are those are like hit or miss, 50-50s. I mean, we've had some bad statues in the past.
Yeah.
Wasn't the Herb Brooks statue kind of a little, eh? Didn't they have to redo some of that?
The puck one
took
a lot of criticism, too, you know? Yeah, the statue business, because you can just say, hey, it was subjective. That's what I saw.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
You know, the good one is your father's. That one is excellent.
That is a very good one.
Yep.
I agree. He wanted those stationed all around the state. So
shocking. Like the Charlie Brown ones where they were all over the cities.
Yes, he didn't understand why. We got to go. Enjoy tonight with Colette. We'll talk soon.
It'll be the bee's knees there, killer.
Oh, God. Knock him off. House Minority Leader. Lisa Damoth, early next hour on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.